And now on the program, we turn to a discussion with Michael McLean, Literary Programs Officer at the Utah Humanities Council and the director of the Utah Humanities Book Festival. McLean joined us in studio to give us a preview of the book festival, which is in its 16th year and which kicks off later this month. So this year marks the 16th annual Utah Humanities Book Festival. I guess the basic question is, what is the book festival?
Well, the book festival is a month-long statewide celebration of the book, basically. We have grown significantly over our 16 years from Westminster College. Some people may remember the smaller book festivals that took place there, onto Library Square, and we've made some changes over the years with what we've done from being outside on the square to being entirely inside the building to being back out on the square this year. And that's just the Salt Lake Metro portion. We're also in libraries, in schools, and museums, and other organizations all over the state, from as far north as Tremont to as far south as St. George to Delta to Vernal. We're all over the place.
And so there are concurrent events going on across the state, basically.
Absolutely.
And how is it put together? Do you specifically have to go and contact a bunch of authors and say, come to Utah and participate?
That's a big part of my job. Fortunately, we have a huge number of partners that are involved in this, from universities such as Southern Utah University and the University of Utah, to bookstores here in town like King's English, Weller Bookworks, Ken Sanders Rare Books. So they're all involved in the process of contacting publicists and publishers and authors and kind of making this whole event happen. This year, we're looking at about approximately 150 events featuring over 120 authors. So needless to say, that's not something I can do on my own.
You know, actually, that brings me to the question. Can we hear about some of the highlights of the book festival this year?
Sure, absolutely. We really kind of start things off with a bang this year. I mean, we're that last week of September from about the 24th to the 29th. It's just big names every night, and it culminates in our kind of kickoff weekend here for the Salt Lake Metro area, which is the 28th and 29th of September. We'll be here at the library and in Library Square with nearly 40 events featuring a wide array of authors, everyone from Kate DiCamillo, who's a fantastic YA and children's author, to Sarah Zarr, who a lot of people here in town will know as another great YA author, up to adult novelists such as David Abrams, and even Governor Michael Levitt and his former chief of staff, Rich McKeon, will be making an appearance regarding their new book.
So how are things different this year than they were last year at the festival? And how have things changed?
I hope they have. In the last couple of years, especially as space has become space is at a premium in the library, it's been harder to have vendors and exhibitors present alongside the author events. And so we've moved things back out onto Library Square this year. And some of the listeners may remember the very, very windy year we had out on Library Square, which made things very tough for the vendors and exhibitors and things. And that was when we actually decided to move things inside. That's been solved this year. We're renting some great big tents and putting all of our vendors and exhibitors in there. We'll have performances outdoors as well on a covered stage. Weather is not going to be a problem this time around. So that's one of the major changes.
I thought I might ask if what are we looking at for performances? Are we talking about lectures, readings, poetry readings?
We run through a myriad of formats in the author events, everything from solo presentations to readings to we do panels. We also have what we call author conversations, which is kind of an informal interview between, usually it's going to be a journalist or a teacher or somebody else who has some kind of stake in that particular author's work that does an onstage interview with them. And then we turn things over to audience Q&A afterwards. And that format has worked very, very well for us over the years. So we've got a couple of those as well.
So what about, I'm kind of curious about other book events that go on throughout the year.
Well, the big tie here for this time of year is that October is National Book Month. So that's why this tends to take place during the month of October. However, we also, the Utah Humanities Council, via their grant lines, funds a number of literary series and organizations here in the state and in the Salt Lake Valley as well. So there are things going on throughout the year. Another thing that I'm working on in my own work is I'm the director for the Utah Center for the Book, which is probably an organization that not a lot of people in Utah know about at this point. It's a designation that we received from the Library of Congress a few years ago. And it's something that's been sort of a project that's been on the back burner for a couple of years. And it's something that I'm really trying to draw more attention to. And that will start in November, actually, with a visit from Nicholas Basbanes, who some listeners may recognize from a book called The Gentle Madness that was about book collecting. It came out a few years ago. And he's going to be coming back, and that's going to be a Utah Center for the Book event. That will be it's a partnership between the UHC and Ken Sanders Rare Books, as well as the special collections at the Marriott Library.
And I mean, we're kind of changing topics here, but the Utah Center for the Book, what is it? It's, I understand the title kind of gives it away, but I'm curious what the sort of scope of it is.
Well, that's still developing. On the federal level, in terms of the Library of Congress, it is basically an umbrella for a number of literary programs and initiatives that they're doing for the focus lately has really been on readers kind of K through 12. And that's something that's going to become more of a focus for us as well. But it's basically a place, it's an organization to celebrate reading and a love of reading, and books in all their forms, whether it's books as something to read or books as art object or, you know, the University of Utah has a fabulous book arts program. And that's something that I wanted to be able to highlight as well is the work being done by book artists and by kind of these smaller publishers who are doing fine on letterpress books, things like that. So it's approaching the book from as many angles as possible.
And even people who are obsessed with books, as the author is who's coming in.
Absolutely.
I'm going to turn back to the book festival now. And I think of it as a local event, but do you feature local authors, is it based around any sort of central local theme, or is it just because it's here, it is the Utah Humanities Book Festival?
There hasn't been a particular theme for the festival. I can't speak to all 16 years. There may very well have been themes at other points in time. I don't recall that being the case, but we have the last few years we've focused our advertising around the notion of what kind of idea are you, which is a quote from Salman Rushdie. And that's been kind of the central marketing point for us is that we feature writers of all kinds. We have something for everyone, from graphic novelists to science fiction to fantasy to nonfiction. Even up to self-help books. We've had self-help writers in over the years. We've had Governor Leavitt's book focuses on kind of government relations and even corporate relations. So there's a wide variety of topics covered.
We touched on this a little bit earlier, but how are the authors who are brought in, how do people decide upon which authors to bring? You said that's done by various organizations?
Yeah. Partly that's... a lot of times organizations will call our offices and talk to me and say, we're looking at bringing in so-and-so. For example, Southern Utah University wanted to bring in the novelist and essayist Robin Hemley, along with the poet Jane Hirschfield. And that's something that we're as the UHC is going forward, we're really focusing more and more on partnerships and how we are able to partner with communities and organizations throughout the state. And so the book festival has really been kind of a way to highlight that work that we're doing. So a university will get in touch with me. We'll sit down and figure out, you know, what the overall costs are going to be, what the logistics of this will be, and we come up with an agreement from there. And fortunately, in that case, it worked out well, and we have both of those people coming this year.
And Michael, what about events that Salt Lakers, you know, If they were going to go and see just, you know, two or three events, maybe give us a few more options for people to check out.
Yeah, there's one thing that comes immediately to mind is Daniel Lieberman, who some people may know from his various barefoot running appearances and interviews. He's also he writes a lot about evolutionary biology, but he's been a barefoot runner for years now. And he was just recently on the Colbert Report and has done some great media appearances lately. And he's going to be visiting the Natural History Museum of Utah on October 3rd and he'll be talking about his new book, which is The Story of the Human Body. And then the next morning, he's going to be doing a barefoot run along the Bonneville Shoreline Trail that people are welcome to join in. The Utah Marathon was canceled for the weekend of the 28th and 29th. So any of you who are looking for something to kind of fill in the void of that marathon being canceled, go take a barefoot run with Daniel Lieberman. You won't regret it. Beyond that, we have, one thing I'm really excited about is we have Kate McLeod, who's going to kind of close out the kickoff weekend for us. And for those of you who don't know Kate, she is in Red Rock Rondo. She's a fantastic musician, singer-songwriter. Her new album is called Live at Ken Sanders Rare Books, and it's all about her all the songs are about her favorite books. There are songs that she's written over the last 20, 25 years. They're fantastic, and she's going to be doing a free concert for us to kind of close out the kickoff weekend.
Also here on Library Square?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And what about outside of Salt Lake City? What are some of the highlights going on around the state? I know that you do have events going on from Tree Mountain to St. George. What are some of the actual events?
Yeah, I mentioned the Sherman Alexie Chris Iyer event up in Park City, but we also have Mark Sundin and Daniel Suello, who Mark was the one that wrote The Man Who Quit Money. It was a book that came out about a year ago, and Daniel is actually the man who quit money. He basically took himself totally off the grid, quit using any kind of currency, started living basically in caves and off the land down around Moab and throughout the Southwest. Fascinating guy, and they have just packed audiences in wherever they went, and they're going to be up at the Holmgren Historical Farm in Tremont. Two other things, I mentioned Southern Utah Universities. They're bringing in a few people, including Robin Hemley and Jane Hirschfield. They're also going to be working with Craig Childs, who's got a pretty good following here in Utah. These are all events that are taking place in Cedar City throughout the month of October. So there's actually a number of things happening in Cedar City. And then the thing I think I'm most excited about is Josh Hanagarney, who just recently wrote a memoir called The World's Strongest Librarian. He actually works right here in the Salt Lake City Public Library. For those people who haven't encountered Josh before, he's a giant of a man. He's about 6'7", and he's been doing weight training for a number of years, and he has Tourette's. And the book explores the onset of his Tourette's and his learning how to cope with them partially through highly regimented weight training and other physical kind of strongman activities. And he's absolutely delightful. And he's going to be visiting Delta and Park City and Brigham City. And he agreed to basically do this kind of mini Utah tour for us this year. And I think anybody who can catch him at any of those stops will be absolutely delighted with what he has to offer.
So this is one just one aspect of what the Utah Humanities Council does. I'm wondering if you can maybe give us a sense of what the mission of the Utah Humanities Council is here in our community.
Our mission statement is to empower communities through active engagement in the humanities. That's really kind of the gist of what we do. And there's a number of programs that we are currently offering. I mean, the book festival kind of stands out as it's kind of a highlight of the year for us. It's our most public event, but there are works being done at the UHT that really deserves to be noted. My coworker Gene Chaney runs the Venture Program, which is college-level humanities education for adults who are in having financial difficulties, were never able to attend college. It's a wonderful program, and she's actually just started up a high school version of that called the Clemente course at East High. Mm-hmm. Our other two program officers, Jody Graham runs our grant line, which provides grants to organizations all over the state. And in fact, one of our grant recipients is actually part of Book Festival this year. The Park City Education Foundation is bringing in Sherman Alexie and Chris Iyer to talk about their work and to also screen Smoke Signals, which a lot of people probably remember as a very, very popular independent film from premiered at Sundance here, actually. Also, Megan Van Frank, who is another of our program officers, she is currently basically in the planning stages for Museums on Main Street, which is a Smithsonian-funded program. It travels throughout the U.S. It'll be hitting five different sites in Utah over the course of 2014. And the theme for it's something that's been to Utah several times over the years. This year it's Journey Stories. So it's going to be in several sites that have particular importance for either immigration or emigration, mining, the railroad, anything that brought a lot of people through the state and really focusing on how they got here and why they came here.
Hey, Mike, I'm noticing that we are close to being out of time here, so maybe we could remind our listeners when the kickoff for the Utah Humanities Book Festival is.
Sure. It will be things get started basically. Actually, our first event is September 18th, but things really kind of get going that last week of September, so about the 24th, 25th. Our big kickoff weekend here at the library will be the 28th and 29th of September. And keep an eye on our website, which is www.utahhumanities.org. The book festival schedule, the full book festival schedule there is up on our website, and it keeps growing. More events keep rolling in, and there's events no matter where you live in Utah, there should be something close to you.
Michael McLean, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Roger.
That's Michael McLean, the director of the Utah Humanities Book Festival. You can hear this interview and all of the conversations we feature on this program at our website, kcpw.org. I'm Roger McDonough. Stay tuned. And that's all the time we have for our program today. The Rundown was produced by Lauren Colucci. We had additional help from Jesse Ellis and Mr. Tyler Ford. Our theme music was composed by Tim Myers. Tomorrow on the program, tune in for a discussion with Gerald Brown, Utah State Refugee Coordinator, on Utah's refugee community and the surprisingly low number of refugees from Syria. I'm Roger McDonough. Thanks for tuning in. The Utah Business Report and Marketplace are coming up next.